I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, and praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this episode,
God, why God blesses? You know why? God blesses us to rescue us from shame. To rescue us from what? Every shame in your life will be rolled away now. Joel chapter 2, 23, 27. Say, my people who are called by my name shall never be ashamed. Most of you are saying, oh God, bless me. But God wants to bless you, but you don't even know when He is trying to bless you. So it's very important you know how God bless people. So I hear. There are channels through which we receive the blessings of God. So, through what channels do we receive God blesses? That's where I'm going. How God bless, there are channels through which God will bless you. Are you going to say now? I'm going to tell you how God blesses. Roman figure number one, under number two. God blessings are released primarily through the priestly blessing. Through the what? Priestly blessing. When God wanted to bless Israel, He told Moses to bless them. Are you getting what I'm saying now? In Numbers chapter 6, 22 to 27. Now, He said, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, look at what He said. Speak unto Aaron and unto thy sons, saying unto them, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, did you hear that? The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Who was speaking that? Moses. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. You see, He had to ask Moses to pronounce the blessings upon the children of Israel. Now hear me. Hear this. God said to Abraham, listen carefully, I'm going to bless you. But do you know Abraham could not get blessed until Melchizedek spoke blessing on him? I come again. Most of you don't know, you sow seed, but you are not blessed because no man of God has said, God bless you. There are many givers who don't have opportunity to access priestly blessings, so their return is limited. God has nothing to confirm because nothing has been proclaimed on you. So when you give, an anointed man has to say, God bless you. Do you know why members are blessed here? I keep saying that every day. So day in, day out, somebody is blessed because I say you be blessed. You will not see poverty in your life. I pronounce that from today, no matter the level where you are, things will change for you in the name of Jesus. How does God bless? Another way, number two, that Roman figure two. God blesses through parental blessings. Through what? I Isaac blessed Jacob. Parents could be spiritual or biological. Joseph was blessed by Jacob. Is that true? They removed the coat of many colors. They could not remove the blessing. When parents bless you, you are blessed. Just maintain your position of sonship or daughter with them, and the parental blessings will keep speaking. Hello. There are people in this church who are blessed just because of their link with me. If you read Genesis 27, 2 to 4, 27 to 29. Are you going to say now? Can I humble you? Never see a parent empty-handed. Whether spiritual or biological. No matter how rich your father, no matter how wealthy your father or mother, give them something. Don't say, my father is too rich. You'll be making yourself poor. Number three, Roman figure, why God, how God bless? God blesses through divine ideas. God bless through what? I'm going to explain this to you because many don't know this. Many don't know what? Take time, please listen to me on this. You know, you may know the other two, but many don't know this one. Now listen. When you pay tithe, what do you expect? Hold it. I'm going to open your eyes from scriptures. Now listen, many pay tithe, but God said, bring me your tithe that there may be meat in my storehouse, and I will open the windows of heaven. Have you ever asked a question? When you read the Bible, ask a question, which is the windows of heaven? You should ask questions when you read the Bible. Say, Holy Spirit, what are you talking? Windows of heaven was first mentioned in the Bible in Genesis 7 verse 11. When God was talking about the rain, when Noah rain fell, that was where in the Bible first windows of heaven was mentioned. Now, when we talk about the rain, we are talking about the Holy Spirit. Is that true, sir? Glory to God. What God is saying is this, when I pay tithe, God is not going to drop cars and money from heaven. No. He's going to, by the Holy Ghost, give me divine ideas to create wealth. So, when I pay tithe, I should be expecting ideas. I'm going to understand what God said here. Your prospects in business is a function of soundness of your ideas. So, and divine ideas come by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So, if I want a breakthrough, I should be asking for what? Idea. Now, I'll give you a typical example in the Bible. Abraham paid tithe. Hope you know that. After he paid tithe, Abraham was the first person in the whole Bible that knew there was water beneath. When others were taking their cattle to go for watering, God opened the eyes of Abraham and told him that there's water. Abraham was the first man to understand there was water beneath. So when others take their cattle far and they come back, they are dead, he dug well and he became the richest man. So you don't pay tithe and be expecting money to drop. When you pay tithe, expect ideas. But that's not what many of us are looking for. If you ask, I'm expecting someone to give me a car. No, he will give you an idea that will create the car. That's why I said that you should know how God blesses. Because we don't know how he blesses. We give, but we don't know how he blesses. So I hear. Abraham was rich in cattle, also silver and gold. You'll be so blessed. Okay, look at the man Jacob. He paid tithe. Is that true? In Laban's house, it was idea that made Jacob to beat Laban. In Genesis 30, 37 to 40. The kind of idea that will come to you after this day. You will take over the world by storm. You will take over the world by storm. Jacob prospered on the platform of ideas. Hello. So why will you pay tithe and you are struggling with ideas in business? Because that is not what you're expecting. You're expecting a commissioner to help you. While what creates wealth is what? So next time you give a tithe, don't ask for material things. Ask for an ideas create wealth. So you don't go praying in the wrong direction. So a tithing student should not fail exam. Number four. God blesses through the works of our hands. Through what? Looking at Abraham, our link to covenant abundance, he said he was rich in cattle, silver, and gold. And God blessed Abraham through cattle rearing. Through what? He said, God shall bless the work of your hands. So no matter how much you give, you must be a worker, otherwise God has nothing to bless. That's why giving without working is a waste. Every giver must do something, then God will pass through it, no matter how little, to bless you. Because he shall bless the work of our hands. So if there's no work of our hands, God has nothing to bless. That's why housewives don't get blessed. No housewife can testify that she got blessed. It's only husband who can give her money. Because she's doing nothing. She may be sewing in church, but God can't bless her because there's nothing God can use to as a point of contact. That's why no woman should be a full-time housewife. Otherwise, she'll be having full-time. It shall bless the work of your hands. Since she's a housewife, there's no work of her hands. So you should know how God blesses. So don't begin to accuse God over nothing. Say, God, I've been serving you, nothing's happening. You are doing nothing. No, that's what we teach. He said, speak to the poor so you don't be binding the devil. I'm teaching simple things that will bring you out. So don't go and be casting devil out. Okay, you are saying in the morning from 9 to 90, you are tying Lido, playing Lido. He said, God should bless you. Shout hallelujah. So everybody must do something for God to bless. Number five, God blesses us through divine favor. Through what? This is divine transference of wealth from one source to another. The first financial fortune recorded in scriptures came via the channel of divine favor. When Israel got blessing from the Egyptians. In Exodus 3 verse 21, and Exodus 12, 36. It was supernatural wealth transfer. I'm going to handle that today. Favor is the cure for emptiness. Favor is the cure for what? God will move wealth from someone's hand to your own hands. By God's favor, he makes you run into inexplicable blessings. Things that no man can explain. And one of the ways to provoke favor is giving. Is what? You can provoke favor by giving. He blesses us through what? Favor. Through what? Favor.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness. Wisdom for Healthy Living. Succeeding with Challenges. Created for Distinction. Wisdom for Family Peace. The Power of Praise. Walking in the Anointing. The Wonders of Wisdom. Secrets of Generational Impact. The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234-703-897-5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Then number three, where God blesses. Number one, why God blesses. Number two, how God blesses. Number three, where God blesses. So you need to know where He blesses, so you don't go to expect blessing anywhere. It is not every type of soil that guarantees harvest. The parable of the sower. If I take corn, for instance, and throw on a concrete ground, will it grow? Okay. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, 13 and 14, the Bible says, take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offering in every place that thou seest. So you don't sow in every place. But in the place where the Lord shall choose, in one of thy tribes, there thou shalt offer the burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. So it's not every place you throw money that God will bless you. Please know that. We know from Psalm 132 verse 13 that Zion is God's chosen place. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. Is that true? And what? Holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Obadiah 17. So it is a place of deliverance, holiness, and where the saints enter into their inheritance. That's where God blesses people. Where God blesses people is where God's word gushes out with practical evidence of salvation, prosperity, success, etc. When you sow in such a place, you are sowing by the waters. You are sowing by the what? That must bring forth its fruit in due season. Now he said, bring your meat into my storehouse. The storehouse here stands for where you're getting spiritual nourishment. Spiritual what? Wherever you're getting spiritual, that's where your storehouse is. Sow your seeds where God has chosen and your profiting is sure. I said, you should know why God should bless you. You should know how God blesses. And you should know where God blesses. Then you should know when God blesses. When God blesses. this one is the problem of Christians. Oh, God bless me. God said there's a time to bless everybody. When will God bless you? When? Do you think God should bless you? That's not correct. That's why I say don't use faith for prosperity. Faith is now. Blessing is not now. Hey, that's why I say he gave you keys. Faith is now. Prosperity is not now. This is my area. You see where you miss it? Oh, God bless me now. God says, I'm not going to bless you now. I'll tell you how, when God bless a man. You don't get blessed because you are in need. You don't get blessed because you are dying of hunger. You only get blessed when you have done something. So God does not determine when you get blessed. You determine when you get blessed. I'll show you from Bible. That's what I'm teaching you. Faith is now. I can pray for you to get healed now. But I can't pray for you to prosper now. No. I can pray for you now you get healed. But I can't pray for you now you get money. It's a lie. When God blesses, Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Everybody open. That is the scripture that will determine when you get blessed. When will God bless me? Ecclesiastes 11:3. Now look at this. Shall we read together? One to go. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. Stop there. If the cloud be full, then it will empty itself. So when am I blessed? Only when I am due and I've filled my cloud. God blesses get to you only when you are due. Not when you are in need, not when you are crying. It is only when you are due. Can I explain it to you? Now, I want to be very practical in the teaching. If you look at the coastal area, like River State, Nigeria, there's more rainfall than the north. Is that true? Because the north has desert. Here has water. Is that true? Now, the reason why there's heavy rainfall here is because a lot of vapor from here goes to the atmosphere. Is that true, sir? So, you don't pray here for rain. Rain comes, you bind rain not to fall. Here, rain is... It's there they ask God to help them for rain. Here, you say, rain, no, we don't want you. Why? A lot of water from here goes up. Now, if I want a blessing, which is required to like rainfall, assuming I need 1 kilogram, listen, I want to be very practical in my teaching, 1 kilogram that will determine my rainfall. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Assuming God has said every member of the church, 1 kilogram, I'll give you a breakthrough. 1 kilogram, I'll give you a breakthrough. 1 kilogram, I'll give you a breakthrough. That's God's standard. I'm talking about this answer. And then, you know, 1,000 grams make 1 kilogram. So, if, come, 4 people come, four. Now look at me. Now these 4 people, God has no problem blessing any of us. He has no problem. All of us, we have opportunity to be blessed at the same time. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4 are members of the church, just like you are. And they all need, they came to be born again the same time. And they all need 1 gram for their rain to work. That's their breakthrough. Are you understand what I'm saying now? And 4 of them are crying, oh God, I need blessing. This one pray, oh God, I need to be blessed. This one pray, oh God, and he has given us the condition to fill our club. Now this sister decide to give 1,000 in one service. This one decide to give 500 in 2 services. Are you getting what I'm saying now? This one decide to give 100 per service. This one rain will fall after one service. Because she don't feel a cloud once. Bah! Immediately will fall. This one we need 2 services before the rain will fall. This one we need 10 services. 10. And if this one is giving 5, 5. You should know. That's why some of you have never had breakthrough since you became born again.
Coming up on this episode.
Every breakthrough is determined by when you feel your cloud, not God. So when will I get blessed? When my cloud is full. If I'm not blessed, my cloud is still empty.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, colors and the number displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness. Wisdom for Healthy Living. Succeeding with Challenges. Created for Distinction. Wisdom for Family Peace. The Power of Praise. Walking in the Anointing. The Wonders of Wisdom. Secrets of Generational Impact. The Prize for Power. And a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234 703 897 5714, or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Hello, God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomi, and he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are. And you can now watch David Ibiomi in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, Blackberry phones, your Androids, or your personal computers. All you need to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow! It just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests. If you need to be counseled personally, all you need to do is call +234 844 6170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us, and you will never regret it.
Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ibiomi, you could call +234 703 897 5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ibiomi, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 6170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.